This is Tony Silvera, and you're listening to Little Devotional. Please check us online at the iTunes Store or at littledevotional.com. In John 14, verse 14, we read that Jesus found a donkey and sat upon it. As it is written, "Do not be afraid, O daughter of Zion. See, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." At first, his disciples did not understand all this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written about him and that they had done these things to him. In the book of the prophet Zechariah, we can read a prophecy about the Messiah, written centuries before, declared in verse 9, chapter 9, verse 9, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." So when Jesus entered Jerusalem riding on a donkey, he was fulfilling the prophecy of Zechariah. The King of Glory was entering Jerusalem riding on a donkey. One of the interesting things about donkeys that we read in Exodus chapter 13, verse 12, is that the donkey is the only animal in the Old Testament that was redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Verse 12 says, "You are to give over to the Lord the first offspring of every womb. All the firstborn males of your livestock belong to the Lord. Redeem with a lamb every firstborn donkey. If you don't redeem it, break his neck. Redeem every firstborn among you of your sons." So the donkey is a very special animal. Reading the Old Testament, we understand that the only way to save the life of a firstborn donkey was to kill a lamb and sacrifice the lamb, shedding the blood on behalf of the animal. When Jesus entered Jerusalem riding on that donkey, the disciples could not understand what was going on, but after they had enlightenment about these things. Jesus, the Lamb of God, was riding the donkey as he entered triumphantly in Jerusalem. God has a plan for us, and the Bible reveals that Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God that paid the price for our sins. Today I was talking with John, a Colombian that came to Canada. He was telling me that his brother was killed in Colombia because he was victim of a kidnapping. The family was told that they had 2 hours to come up with the money or they would deliver them the corpse of his brother. Because they could not afford to pay the ransom, they killed his brother and gave him the corpse. This is a terrible story. Things that happen in our days. This is what Jesus did for you and me. The Lamb of God shed his blood and paid the ransom for our sins. We should be eternally grateful to God. Jesus rided that donkey. This was a perfect symbol of God's love and forgiveness. Just allow God to enter into your life. Jesus wants to touch you. He wants to redeem your life through his blood. Just accept his love. And as he paid the ransom for a donkey, he did a much higher thing, paying the ransom for your life. Just surrender your life to Jesus and receive God's grace today. Check us online at littledevotional.com and learn how you can download this podcast directly into your iPhone, iPod, BlackBerry, or other. If you prefer social media, just go to audioboo.fm/littledevotional. You can download the Audioboo app for free at the iTunes Store and listen to our program on the road.